So the Jews are traveling, and they come to the desert of Tzin, the month of Nisan. The Torah does not record what year it is. We are situated in Kadesh, and there were a few places called Kadesh. There's a place Kadesh Barnea, there's Kadesh, and Miriam passes away. And if you look at all the standard Mefarshim, everyone says the same thing that Rashi says, that this is at the end of the 40 years. But there is a Medrash which says that this was in the third year that we were in the desert, which gives a slightly different perspective on our journeys throughout the desert. The Prophet says that God sent us Shloshet Aroim, the three shepherds, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. We had the three shepherds, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And here Miriam passes. So if this is the 40th year, it's okay. So in the last year she passed away in the beginning of that year in Nisan. But if this is the third year, it gives us a slightly different picture as to what happened here. We no longer had water. Our sages say that the stone that gave us water, that special huge rock, came in the merit of Miriam. And we only discovered it here when Miriam passes, and suddenly the Torah says there's no water left. And this shows us something. Very often, we only appreciate what we have after we lose it. There's a saying that says, sleep, wealth, and health are three things that in order to be truly appreciated, must be interrupted. A person has to be sleeping, suddenly he's interrupted, he wakes up, and then he can go back to sleep, then he appreciates the sleep. A person who's wealthy his whole life doesn't appreciate it. If he spends sometimes as a pauper, if he has some time where he doesn't have that wealth, only then will he appreciate what he's had. And the same thing with health. We take our health for granted every day, as much as our sages tried to get us to appreciate even the basic ability to go to the bathroom. We have a blessing every morning. We thank God for that. Every morning we're supposed to appreciate the fact that we could open our eyes. Every morning we're supposed to appreciate the fact that we could stand up and get out of bed. We're functioning human beings. We say blessings about this every day. We say blessings about the fact that we could put on a belt. We say, Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura. God gives us bravery means we have a belt. That's a sign of bravery, like a guy who wears a sword. We wear a hat. We could cover our head. Oter Yisrael B'Tifara. But how many of us have any clue what we're saying? We mumble through it, and we're happy if we can make it on time to Shmona Esrei. And if our eyes are open and we say two words and we know what we're talking about, we're happy. It's not the way it should be. We should be appreciative. And over here, Miriam passes, and we no longer have water. And there have been many beautiful poems and letters written from people who only appreciated their parents after they passed. And everyone reads them, and for a second they say, gee, that's so true. And more often than not, it doesn't last long enough for people to pick up the phone and call their parents and tell them, I love you. How many people could tell their parents, I love you? How many people could say, you know, I'm sorry for everything I did? Comes Yom Kippur. Most people can't do that. It's a shame. People should be man enough to show appreciation. But most of us aren't man enough for that. That's the way the world goes. So Miriam passes and we don't have water. And then we start complaining. Did we ever go to Miriam and say, hey, Miriam, thank you. It's your merit. We have the water. Same thing is true with a lot of things. People learn in a machon. I always feel like you can't measure what you're gaining and learning till you leave. I feel that about myself also. There are years where I think I'm doing really well, and then a few years later I look back and I say I barely moved forward. I felt satisfaction during the time I was doing it, but hey, I didn't move forward. And there are years where I ask myself, what am I doing? I'm breaking my head against the wall, and am I getting anywhere? I'm barely covering ground. And then I look back in retrospect and I see I lay the foundations for many advancements. And in learning, you'll see that growth is exponential. Growth isn't that you get a little bit more each year. You get a lot more each year. Growth in learning Torah is supposed to be exponential. And you can't appreciate it till you walk away from it, till you move forward. You look back, you could see where you were. But we should try to recognize, to appreciate what we have as we have it. So everyone gathers to Moshe and Aaron, and the pasuk says, "Vayorev ha'om im Moshe." The nation fought with Moshe. We had three leaders throughout our journeys in the desert: Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and they had different roles. In our parsha, Aaron is going to pass away, and when Aaron passes away, the Torah stresses that all of the Jewish people mourned Aaron's death. By Moshe it doesn't say that. By Moshe it says the Jewish people mourned his death. By Aaron the pasuk adds a word. It says Kol Beis Yisrael, all of the Jewish people mourned his death. And our sages ask why, and our sages say because Aaron, when people had fights, two people would fight, so Aaron would go and talk to one and he'd say, hey, Chaim, Moshe, I know he wants to make up with you. He doesn't know how to come to you, he's embarrassed. He really wants to make up with you. The guy would say, gee, Aaron's coming and telling me this, the chief rabbi, the high priest is telling me, boy, I really want to make up with him. And then he'd go to Moshe and tell him, hey, Moshe, you know, Chaim really wants to make up with you. Then he'd think, wow, Aaron's coming and telling me that? Wow, special, must be, okay, I should really want to make up with him. And then the two would meet and they'd make up. And Aaron would make peace between husband and wives. And here we see the first rabbi who's a marriage counselor. We see that great rabbis still today are dealing with counseling people and helping people make their marriages work. And it started with Aaron. Aaron was counseling people. Our sages say you had a lot of little kids walking around with the name Aaron, because the couples would appreciate that if not for Aaron, they wouldn't still be together. So they'd name the kid that was born after their scuffles and their fights, they'd name that little one Aaron. So you had a lot of little Aarons walking around. So Aaron and Moshe are standing and the people are complaining. And the people start a fight, but they're not fighting with Aaron. They're fighting with Moshe. And they're saying, if only we would have died one of the easier deaths, we don't want to die this terrible death of dying of thirst. And if we think about it, again we're holding at the brink of entering the Holy Land. Again, we're almost there. We know the 40 years are almost up. And we're messing up. But let's quantify that a little bit. We've just been through a very difficult time. Every person has lost his relative in the last 38 years. They've lost a parent. They've lost a sibling. So the women are all widows. It's not easy. We've just lost the great leader Miriam. And let's add another point to this. The 40 years, God did kindness with the Jewish people. He said, I'm going to count the first 2 years as though they were part of the 40 years. So really, only 37 years have passed till here. And the people might think we still have 3 years left. They don't know how God's going to enumerate the 40 years. God never told them, I'm going to count 40 years from the day you left. In retrospect, we look back and we say, hey, God was extra kind to us. But even though we know that in this parsha we're holding on the brink, the Jewish people don't know that they're holding on the brink. For all they know, they have 3 years to go. And now they're complaining. And they say, we're going to die in this desert, us and our cattle. Why'd you take us out of Egypt to bring us to this bad place? This isn't the place you promised. There's nothing growing here. There's nothing to drink. And Moshe and Aaron come to the Ohel Moed and they fall and God appears. And now we're going to have this most difficult parsha of Moshe and Aaron going before the rock and hitting the rock. And that's where we're going to pick up, I hope, tomorrow.